Okay, picture this. You're looking at a graph of a company's success, and it's a perfectly smooth, upward-sloping line. It's a total fantasy, right?
It really is. I keep coming back to the idea that progress is usually just a series of zigs, zags, and occasional faceplants.
Exactly. I was reading through some recent executive commentary, and they explicitly called out that the straight line was a lie.
That resonates, but what bugs me is how many organizations still act like they can plan for a linear path while everything around them is shifting.
They're dealing with massive inflections, AI, space, robotics, and they're admitting that sometimes you have to go back to the starting line to survive.
But is that just corporate speak for we messed up the first time? How much of that is genuine agility versus just cleaning up technical debt?
I think it's both. Take the way they're handling AI. They aren't just bolting it on to existing products, they're tearing down architectures to rebuild them.
The part nobody's talking about is the massive capital expenditure required to do that. They're betting billions on AI infrastructure, while their free cash flow takes a hit.
And they're justifying it by saying they have the customer commitments to back it up, which makes the risk feel a bit more calculated.
Maybe, but I'm still looking at the scale of that investment. It's a massive gamble on the idea that AI will be the ultimate multiplier for every single service they offer.
It's high stakes, but they seem to be leaning into the two is greater than zero philosophy, pursuing multiple parallel paths because you never know which one sticks.
It's a smart hedge, provided the organization doesn't collapse under the weight of trying to chase too many rabbits at once.
True, but it seems like the only way to stay relevant when the ground is moving this fast. The biggest takeaway here is that durable success isn't about the path, it's about the ability to handle the squiggles.
Agreed. Adaptability is the only real competitive advantage in an era of constant inflection.
That's our show. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll catch you next time.